Pro Radio. From the Sky News Centre at 7, it's understood a number of British nationals are missing after a tourist boat sank off the coast of Egypt. Officials say 17 people are unaccounted for after the vessel went down off the coast of the city of Marsa Alam. Our reporter Matthew Thompson tells us more about the ship.
It is a real yacht on which people live for 5 days and they explore the coral reefs of the Red Sea. It's thought to have departed port on Saturday, and really only a day or so into its trip, but about 5:30 local time this morning, 3:30 UK time, a distress signal was received.
Police are questioning a 22-year-old on suspicion of attempted murder after two people were shot in West London last night. An 8-year-old girl was in a serious but stable condition, while a 34-year-old man could have life-changing injuries following the incident in Ladbroke Grove. 12 British soldiers have been injured in a major crash on Estonia's border with Russia. It's understood 8 were airlifted back to the UK for hospital treatment yesterday following the incident on Friday. A motion's been filed to drop the charges accusing Donald Trump of seeking to overturn his 2020 US election defeat. The case had been put on hold for months after his team argued he couldn't be prosecuted. Storm Bert has brought another day of widespread disruption across the UK. Several rail operators have cancelled or delayed services following severe flooding, and roads are closed in parts of Wales, Northamptonshire, Cumbria and North Yorkshire. Environment Secretary Steve Reid says the government is doing what it can to support those affected.
This government inherited from the previous government flood defences that are in the worst condition on record. Now, we've allocated in the budget £2.4 billion to upgrade, better maintain those we already have, build new flood defences.
And vandals have destroyed a prop gravestone belonging to Ebenezer Scrooge at a churchyard in Shrewsbury. It had been used in the 1984 film version of A Christmas Carol. It had been a popular tourist attraction ever since. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
From the Borough Radio Newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A 12-year-old girl is recovering in hospital following a serious assault in Barry Island. Two teenage boys are being questioned following the incident near a car park on Harbour Road yesterday. Detectives say both suspects are known to the victim, whose injuries are not life-threatening. They're not looking for anyone else. Pontypridd residents have hit out at environmental authorities in the wake of Storm Bert. The clean-up's continuing tonight amid anger over a lack of preparation and warning for yesterday's floods. Rhondda and Ogmore MP Sir Chris Bryant wants an inquiry.
There was a view on Saturday evening that there should probably have been an emergency warning. And I think NRW, Natural Resources Wales, decided that that wasn't necessary. We were expecting the rain much later on Sunday, I guess. But of course, if people had had more warning, they might have been able to do more.
NRW says it will look into complaints that the warnings were too late. Ian lives in Pontypridd. His home was guarded by a floodgate, but his car wasn't so lucky.
Water was up to the windowsills, so the car's flooded. The cars are right off. There are others down the street. Similarly, I think some people were fortunate enough to get their vehicles away. But by all accounts, we weren't here. The floodwaters rose very, very quickly. You know, within half an hour, it was not a problem. And then it was in people's homes.
Six flood warnings are still in force across Wales. Fell Council is facing a budget gap of nearly £15 million next year. They're blaming growing demand for social care and additional learning needs for school pupils. The Council's warning services in other areas cannot be sustained at their current levels. Cabinet members will discuss a report later this week. In sports, Liam Williams has left Japanese club Kubota Spears after just one season. The Wales fullback is expected to return to the UK and is set to be available for next year's Six Nations. Williams joined Kubota from Cardiff last year.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Shut up. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and you're here with me, Mike Fowler, for your Monday Night Sports Show. So what are we going to be looking at on today's show? So we're going to be looking at some of the local football games that did manage to take place, even though Storm Burt was trying to put a halt to all sporting activities this weekend. We're going to be looking at the national football, both the men's and the women's teams. And we're going to be having a very quick look back of the men's rugby team. We're going to have a little review of the Autumn Internationals that have just been concluded. All that and more here to come at Bro.
Yeah, I'm so bad. Best that you've had. I guess you're digging the show.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So as I was saying earlier, I think Storm Burt put pay to many outdoor sporting events this weekend. I know the Barrytown United game against Carnarvon was called off due to the weather, but Barrytown United's team also had a well-earned point against Swansea City in their 2-2 draw in the Adram Premier League at Jenner Park. Eli Gunny struck in the 93rd minute for the hosts, who returned to the top half of the table as the league campaign resumed. Barry had lost every fixture against the 6-time champion Swansea, and up until September, when a goalless draw at the SwanseaCity.com stadium kick-started a lengthy unbeaten run for Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side. They have progressed into the quarter-finals of the Adram Trophy and the Welsh Trophy in the 3-week gap between league fixtures. At Jenner Park, on a dark Sunday evening in November, an early effort from Eli Gunny go wide with some good build-up play by Eli Preece, while keeper Molly Anson denied captains of Swansea, Stacey John Davis. But Barry went ahead on 20 minutes when Jasmine Turner took advantage of a mishit ball from Swansea defender to set up Aaron Murray, who poked the ball past the Swans keeper Charlie Haynes into an empty net. The visitors, under manager Jamie Sherwood, pressed hard for an equaliser, coming closest before half-time when Emily Richards' 25-yard free kick struck the crossbar. But Swans were on level terms just 5 minutes after the break, when Barry failed to clear a corner kick, which bundled into the path of John Davis, who struck past Anson from 6 yards out. Then, on 63 minutes, some neat build-up play from Swansea allowed them to zip their way through the Barry defence as Amy Deacon crossed for Emily Richards, who rounded Anson and slotted home to take the lead. Barry almost immediately responded when Preece broke clear, only for her chip to be kept out by Haynes. While at the other end, Deacon had a close range against her former club ruled offside. There were also more bad luck for Barry skipper Lauren Harris, who missed the last 15 minutes due to an injury. But the hosts never say die. And against the run of play, Karis Buffton's corner kick in the 93rd minute found Gunny, who headed home past Haynes to take a point off the Swans for the second time this season. Barry returned to fourth in the table as they passed the midway point of Phase 1, though having played 2 games more than fifth place Britton Ferry, whose home game with Aberystwyth Town also fell victim to Storm Bird. And Barry faced Britton Ferry in a lunchtime kick-off next Sunday at 12:30, which also sees a double-header at Jenner Park, with the men taking on the New Saints in the semi-final of the Nathaniel MG Cup at 5:45. And Barry also found out their opponents in the quarter-final of the Bute Energy Welsh Cup, and they're going to be taking on Cardiff City. Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side avoided a scalp at the weekend when they beat Caldicot Town on penalties following a 2-2 draw. And the Bluebirds also survived a scare in the second round as they came from behind to beat Cascade 2-1. The two sides last met in the Adram Premier earlier this month, whence league leaders City ran out 3-0 winners to end Barry's lengthy unbeaten run in all competitions. The rest of the draw sees Britton Ferry entertain the New Saints, while Wrexham are home to Swansea City and Aberystwyth play host to Pontypridd United, which are the only second tier club left in this season's competitions. And those ties are going to be played on Sunday, the 16th of February 2025, so get them in your diaries. Coming up next, we're going to be discussing the other selected games from around the Vale.
I'm trying to send my information's just not going in. This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Free pure festive sleigh list. Stick on Bro Radio Christmas. Live now on DAB+, broradio.fm and on the Bro Radio app. Powered by Barry Shop Local.
Honey, there's something wrong with my eye.
Is it itchy? Is it dry? Someone poked you in the eye. Is it gunky? Is it gooey? Is it sticky at the side? Is it pink? Is it red? Some discomfort in your head. Dodgy eyes are the worst. Don't waste time. Call Specsavers first.
It's icky.
Achavi. If you've got an eye problem, call Specsavers and we'll put you through to an expert. And if we need to see you, we have urgent appointments set aside. We provide NHS Eye Health Services in Wales.
Glastonbury Tribute Festival, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, is back for 2025 with more live music, DJs and special guests than ever before. We've 22 incredible tribute acts featuring hits from Tom Jones, Westlife, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Oasis, Pink, Kylie, The Rolling Stones and many, many more. Glastonbury 2025 is live at Romilly Park on July the 25th and is sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Company, CJCH Solicitors and Lunatides Productions. Day, weekend and VIP tickets are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
Need appliances? Need them now? Visit Homeworld, your first choice appliance centre. We've hundreds of big name appliances in stock and available for same or next day delivery. And we monitor prices daily, so you always find our lowest prices. We're also your first choice for installing and repairing washing machines, dishwashers, cookers, fridges, freezers, including built-in, freestanding and integrated models. We'll even take away your old ones too. Shop new appliances or get your old repaired. See more at home-world.co.uk. Homeworld, on Lower Guthrie Street, Barry. Search Oil Gently Chefs on What Three Words.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Come on, now.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Llantwit Major earned a dramatic 1-1 draw at home to Pontypridd United in the Cymru South on Saturday. This was the only second-tier game in the Welsh Pyramid to go ahead as Storm Burt put pay to most of the Saturday's fixture lists. Ben State's men will return into league action off the back of their Fenix Trophy exit and the end of their 9-game unbeaten run in all competitions a fortnight ago. The testing conditions at Wimmore Lane produced first-half stalemate, but Ponty, playing their first game under new manager Andy Whittingham, broke the deadlock on 70 minutes when Liam Eason scored for his 13th goal of the season. The visitors looked destined to go to the top of the table, but they didn't count on Johan Emmanuel, who equalised in the 93rd minute to earn a hard-fought point for Major. Llantwit remain fifth in the table as attention turns to next Saturday's visit to Baglung Dragons, who ran out 1-0 winners over Leeds' Tree Thomas Bluebirds on Friday night. And Cairn Ely were in action on Friday night. They were at home to Avonlea though, and they came up 3-0 winners. There were no goals in the first half, but Charlie Lewis opened the scoring for Cairn Ely, and then Howell Davis doubled Ely's lead with 10 minutes to play before Thomas McLean rounded off the result, scoring at the end of the game. Cairn Ely are now sixth in the Cymru South, and their next match is against Pontypridd United, and they're at home on December the 6th. And on Saturday, Dinas Powys were at home to Aberdare, winning the game 5-2. Three quick goals in the first half for Dinas Powys, with William Thomas, Georgiani and Jack Harold scoring. Then Isaac Follen added a fourth before the break. In the second half, Leon Jacker penalty got one back for the away side, and a Luke Boyle goal reduced the arrears to just two goals, but a Ryan Garland penalty confirmed the result in the cup game. Next for Dinas Powys is a fourth-round cup game at home to Penturk Rangers on Saturday. And Ely Rangers weren't in action this weekend, but they're back in league action on Saturday and they have a home match at Llantwit Vardar. Now we're going to be looking at the national team and how they've been getting on recently up here on Bro.
Of war.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio. So we're going to have a look now at what the national football teams have been up to. And Wales pulled off an improbable return to the Nations League top tier as they came from behind to beat Iceland convincingly in Cardiff, with Montenegro's win over Turkey helping secure promotion for Craig Bellamy's side. Turkey, who started the night at the summit of Group B4, with Wales 2 points behind in second place and Iceland a further 2 points behind in third, needing a win at the Cardiff City Stadium while also hoping for a favour from Montenegro, Welsh hopes took an early hit as Andre Gundogan fired Iceland ahead in the 7th minute, following up sharply after Wales goalkeeper Danny Ward had made a brilliant save from Åkesson's header. But Liam Cullen's first two international goals, one from Brennan Johnson's inviting cross and the second helping Daniel James's half-save shot over the line, put Wales in front at half-time. Cullen set up Johnson to score Wales's third with a cool finish after the break, before Halley Wilson struck his fourth in five international appearances with a sumptuous dipping effort from 20 yards. The fourth goal fuelled an already jubilant atmosphere at the Cardiff City Stadium, and victory means Bellamy remains unbeaten in six games so far as Wales is his head coach, and the result also has implications on next year's World Cup qualifying campaign. Winning the group enhances Wales' chances of securing at least a playoff spot, while avoiding the Nations League playoffs mean their bid to reach the 2026 World Cup in the United States, Canada and Mexico could start as early as March. When Bellamy was appointed in the summer, he declared that getting Wales to the World Cup was his ultimate goal. Had Wales not won Group B4, they would have faced a Nations League promotion playoff in March, meaning their World Cup qualifying campaign would be pushed back to June or September next year. So good luck to the team there. And the Wales team has been named for their Women's Euro playoff final with the Republic of Ireland, and Rhiann Wilkinson's side are poised to break the record for a home women's international, with more than 13,000 tickets already sold for their first leg at the Cardiff City Stadium on this Friday, the 29th of November. But the biggest prize at stake is qualifying for a major tournament for the first time, with Jess Fishlock once again set up to take a starting role. The midfielder returned to action in last month's semi-final win over Slovakia, having recovered from a leg injury while playing for Seattle Reign. Despite her absence in the closing stages of the NWSL's regular season, Fishlock recently agreed to a one-year extension. The only change in Wilkinson's 26-player squad for the two-leg final sees Sunderland midfielder Ellen Jones return for the first time since July in place of Charlotte Lee, who is involved in qualifying campaign for the WU19's Euros. Liverpool's Kerry Holland, who scored the winning goal to send Wales through to the playoff finals, also features alongside Bristol City's Fionn Morgan, who scored the opening leg against Slovakia. Uncapped pair of Griffiths and Teaser are also called up once again. As expected, from her captain Sophie Ingle will be absent as she continues to recover from surgery from the ACL injury, while Elise Hughes and Esther Morgan are also sidelined. FAW Chiefs say they're hopeful of breaking the attendance record of 15,200 for a home women's international, and that was set in October 2022 when Wales beat Bosnia-Herzegovina 1-0 in the Women's World Cup playoffs. The second leg will take place 4 days later in the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. And it certainly is looking bright for Welsh football, and I just hope that it may long continue that way and hope we can get the wins that we need with the teams there. Coming up, we're going to be reviewing the rugby action that took place on the weekend here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
For back-to-back festive favourites, why not check out Bro Radio Christmas? Live now on DAB+, broradio.fm and on the Bro Radio app. Powered by Barry Shop Local.
Vale of Glamorgan Council's corporate plan sets out our vision for strong communities with a bright future. To help us achieve this, we've set five key objectives. These include creating great places to live, work and visit, and respecting and celebrating the environment. And we'd love your feedback. You can have your say right now in our online consultation, which runs through until the 8th of December. So visit valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/corporateplan.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421212 and our caring team will help you.
If your new year brings with it a new move, talk to Chris Davis Estate Agents. With three offices in the Vale and extensive coverage on Rightmove, Zoopla and On The Market, Andrew and the team will soon get you moving, so ask for a free no-obligation appraisal today. Keep an eye on Chris Davis's social media this Christmas for our seasonal competitions, or pop in out of the cold to meet the office dog. Merry Christmas from Chris Davis Estate Agents, your family-run, award-winning sales and lettings agent.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
I don't see you. You're not in every window I look through. And I don't miss you. You're not in every single thing I do. I don't think we're meant to be. And you are not the missing piece. I won't hear it whenever anybody says your name. And I won't feel it even when I'm bursting into flames. I don't regret the day I left. I don't believe that I was blessed. I'm probably lying to myself again.
Tell all my friends, but I don't think they would understand. It's something I've been
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to take now a look back at the international rugby game that took place on Saturday, and we're going to give you some facts and figures from the Autumn International. And South Africa easily outmuscled an inexperienced Wales to underline the gulf between the two teams. The world champions would extend Wales' winless run to 12 games, came as little surprise. And once the second rows had crossed the line inside 8 minutes, it almost looked a certainty. Rio Dyer and James Botham crossed for what were consolation tries in the last minute, ensured Wales avoided a worst ever home defeat. But it would never look enough to prevent an entire year without winning, which is the first time since 1937. If there was any positives for Wales, it came from their flankers, Botham and Jack Morgan, and at least a desire to compete to the final whistle. And that could all be proof for the Welsh Rugby Union need to be convinced that the team is still playing for head coach Warren Gatland. While the closed roof at the Principality Stadium offered shelter from Storm Bert, there was little hiding from the relentless Springboks. In one statistic, told the game, it was 46 missed tackles by Wales as South Africa barged, bounced and battered their way to the try line time and time again. They scored 7 tries, but they could have had many more, with Khaleesi twice and Fassi were somehow held up over the line. There was time when Gatland's Wales beat South Africa 4 times in a row between 2016 and 2018, but it's hard to think of two teams at more polar opposites of the rugby spectrum. Gatland's future will be decided by WRU boss Abby Turney in a post-autumn review, but the deeper-rooted issue will still be discussed and an annual general meeting for all members on Sunday. It's hard to see how one cannot be sorted out without the other. Gatland's 4 changes from the Australian drubbing became 6 before kick-off with the loss of 2 of the better performers, prop Gareth Thomas and wing Tom Rogers. But this was still a mostly inexperienced Wales team in 7 years, with a meagre 214 caps between them. Comparison to the Springboks second row pairing that had 207 caps between them. And as if to ram home the point, it was that pair that started the scoring. Both were gifted clear 20-metre runs to the line. They were perfectly timed runs and passes, and from counter rucks after Sam Costello's catch. From the 3rd week in a row, a Wales player limped off inside 10 minutes as Costello made way, prompting a midfield shift that was horribly exposed for South Africa's 3rd try. But South Africa are world number 1, the double world champions and the reigning rugby championship winners, and wrapped up their first clean sweep of the autumn tour since 2013. They were not convincing in the second half, but they didn't need to be. They were far ahead of the rest, especially Wales, and Gatland will try to fight on, but next week could decide if he's the man to lead them into the Six Nations or not. And talking about the Six Nations, it is actually less than 10 weeks to go until the Six Nations. And to just put this into a bit of context, Wales is last 3... Autumn International Games, they lost to Fiji 24-19, they've lost to Australia 52-20, and then they lost obviously on Saturday to South Africa 45-12. So really my question for the listeners out there is this as bad as it gets? To be honest, there were green shoots of recovery for me whilst I was watching the South African game, and maybe that is enough for Gatland to keep his place as head coach there. But I do think we need to start getting results on the board rather than just putting performances in. I think the team is desperate for that W there. But let me know again what you think there on social medias. Is it the performance or is it the result that you would prefer to see with the Wales team going forward into the Six Nations. And I know lots of people are saying that it's a young team, it's a developing team, and we need to work towards the next World Cup. But personally for me, I've heard that through many World Cup cycles, saying we need to be work towards the next World Cup, and we need to and we're building and we're a developing team. So at some stage we need to have finished building, and we need to be that finished article in time for the World Cup. And let me know if you think that Gatland's the man to do that, or do you think he just needs to change some of the backroom staff, or do you think the legend himself needs to step down? But I'm sure we'll all find out what's happening once they finish the post campaign review that they always have. So this is not anything unusual, but it will be interesting to see what comes out from there. I think anyone who's like me and my mates, we all talk about the rugby and any sport. I think we've all got our ideas of what we think should be done going forward, but it's always difficult when you're the person who needs to make that decision. So I think it is easy to sit back and say you should do X, Y, and Z, but when you're the person there who has to make them decisions, I do empathise that it's not always as easy as that. But again, catch me on the social medias and let me know what you think. There's still more to come here at Pro.
The gap that grows between our lives, the gap our parents never had. Stop those thoughts, control your mind. Replace the things that you despise. Oh, you're old, I hear you say. It doesn't
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So following on from what I was talking about the national team, if I was to give you a magic wand and say change the national team for the better, what would you do? Would you change anything? Would you just change the national team, or would you change the pyramid set up here in Wales? Let me know on the social medias how you would improve the national sport of Wales. That's if you would improve it. You might be quite happy the way it's going at the moment. But let me know. It'd be absolutely fascinating to hear what your thoughts on the way forward for the team are. So that's just find us on the social medias and you'll be able to do that. But I don't just want to hear from you if you've got a magic bullet to save Welsh rugby. I'd love to hear from any sports team or sports club or players around the Vale. And you can get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. So if you've got a volunteer, if you've got a club, if you've got a sport that you think other people in the Vale should hear about, then just let me know here at Bro Radio. And instead of me telling everybody about the sport that you love so much, maybe you can tell the people of the Vale about the sport and why you took the sport up and what's so fantastic about it that you think everybody should take the sport up. So if you'd like to potentially be on Bro Radio with me talking about the game that you love, all you need to do is get in touch here at sport@broradio.fm, or you can find me on the social medias. Up next here at Bro, it's The Evening Show.
Sunshine. This is
Bro Radio.
Your greatest travel adventures start right here at Thornton Travel. So pop into South Wales's trusted independent travel agent, and together we'll plan your dream holiday. From short cultural breaks to spontaneous getaways, adrenaline-filled adventures, or luxurious relaxation, Thornton Travel provides good old-fashioned face-to-face customer service, meaning we can create a holiday as unique as you. The whole world awaits at Thornton Travel, so visit us today in the Vale, in Barry, Cowbridge, or Penarth.
Christmas is making a grand return to Funmont Castle, so join us for a truly enchanting festive adventure. The fun starts daily at 4 with Bugs Welcome Show and our Christmas Lights Extravaganza. We've illuminated festive walks, Christmas characters, Mrs. Claus at the castle, live shows with the Ice Sisters, a Christmas Story Trail with the Wizard, and a Santa show on the castle balcony. Funmont Castle's Christmas Experience, on now till December the 23rd. Book tickets at funmontcastle.com.
Have you got a spare room in your house and spare room in your heart? If you do, you could become a Shared Lives carer. The Vale of Glamorgan Shared Life Scheme provides short-term care and long-term breaks for local people living with additional support needs. It's a great way to work from home, as you'll receive over £400 per person per week. Pretty much anyone can become a Shared Lives carer, so find out more and apply today at valesharedlives.co.uk.
Part of your community since 2009.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.